so serious.
Y'all heard that?
Did it start or was it?
Y'all did. See, I told you. Okay, now we're going to see if it comes out at the end. What's up? Welcome,
you
y'all.
Say go
back. This is episode two. Episode two. Let's break it.
It's cold here. Hey. Yeah. I'm really good.
You're cold. That's because you don't turn on the heat. I still got the heat on.
I turned it back on today. I was upset.
Oh, did you?
Went over there with anger and turned it back on.
No, y'all seriously 70s. Got the heat
oh
on?
Oh my God, it's oh, cold. Got it we keep yo-yoing.
It's like 40 degrees outside.
No.
Yeah.
1 minute.
It's 90 here.
That's, yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
We had 70s for a minute. We was getting all comfortable. And then Mother Nature was like, nope, too soon.
Let's go back. Right. Go back to normal.
Took it away.
That's crazy.
Yep. Welcome to Michigan.
Well, yeah. Right. Well, audience, welcome to Break It Down. We're an official podcast now. And if you don't know, now you know. Follow us on all our social media handles. We are now on Spotify. We are now on Apple. We are now on Good Pods, Amazon Music, iHeart, wherever you indulge into your podcast, you can find Let's Break It Down. Now, just because we have Let's Break It Down, let's not forget about Kicking It With Your Girls and Visit Vegas Places. That is what got us to this point. So make sure you collect all of it so you can hear all of us and what we have to offer. But right here on Let's Break It Down, what you're going to get into with us is current events, social media, and sports. We rotate that topic. And again, I'm from Las Vegas, and we got Kicking It With Your Girls, Nikki and Angel, out of Detroit.
I am Angel from the D.
And I am Nikki from the D surrounding.
Yes, and this is Let's Break It Down, baby. Now, we got segments. Since we're live, it was like, you know, we have to come up with segments. So going forward, on episode three, we got a little something. We're going to have slang and quotes. And we thought it would be good to have slang and quotes where we come up with old quotes and slangs that we grew up with and that we used to hear. And we could kind of like share that with some of our younger audience because there is a gap. There's a communication gap, actually, from the younger generation to the older generation. And on that segment of slang and quotes, we want to give some, you know, with a humor, of course, to it. Some of the quotes and things that we grew up with that shaped our lives, and we want to share that with some of our younger audience. And then, of course, we're going to roll out Reel of the Day. We're going to share a funny reel that was trending on social media that we thought was funny amongst us, and we're going to dissect that down. And then we still got our other segments. Angel.
Oh, yes, we have Bring It to the Table, where we will either talk about something on television, fun fact, or a podcast. You threw me off on this. I'm not going to lie. You threw me off like I wasn't thinking it's a con tip. Reality TV, but it's not reality TV. And right. Rando fact, Nikki. Look at me bringing it back together. You got to let me know.
It is,
don't put me on that.
You mean drop it.
Like, we're doing this now. It's like, what? But no. So we bring that to the table. We discuss that. And we also have Shoot the Ish at the end of each conversation.
Oh, yeah,
that's always a good time.
I'm just letting y'all know right now, ahead of time, we really going to shoot the shit at the end. We really going to shoot it.
Cool. I feel like you're really excited today. I mean, those vibes are coming through. I mean, I'm feeling it here in Michigan.
That's how we're supposed to. You're supposed to feel it over the waves. Then we're official. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We are like official. Yeah. Like, yesterday was like our official day. Mark that down in history that we're official podcast. So it started, you know, to start to really like getting into the craft. And really build what they really need from us.
I share your excitement as well.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
All right, let's go. I'll go. I have sports, so you know I like to get in and get out.
You know, slide on out.
So I'm covering sports, and we've talked about it when we were on Instagram. We talked about the WNBA and their salaries. However, the draft just came around, and I thought we should bring it back just to, you know, for a little bit of a reflection. So I have the top five that were drafted. We have Caitlin Clark. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm not hating on her. Shout out to her. But I didn't know nothing about her until the draft. Like, I did.
She can ball.
I knew about Angel, right. But I did not know about her.
Angel Reese.
Yeah, I knew about her. Mm-hmm. But anywho, she was the first round pick by Indiana Fever. And then we have a second pick, Cameron Brink, Los Angeles Sparks, Camila Cardoso, Chicago Sky, Rakia Jackson, who is from the D, Detroit native. She is Los Angeles Sparks, J.C. Sheldon, Dallas, Aaliyah Edwards, Washington, and Angel Reese made Chicago Sky. I went to seven because I had to get Angel Reese in there.
Okay.
So let's look at these salaries, you know, because that leaked. Okay. That did leak. And so Caitlin, Cameron, and Camila and Rakia, all four of them are going to make $338,000 over a 4-year contract. The first year, they'll make $76,535. Okay. Then we have J.C. Sheldon, Aaliyah Edwards, and Angel Reese. They're all going to make $324,000 with the 4-year contract and $74,439 per year. However, that fourth year for all of them, that's when they get it either go up $90,000 or whatever. So I'm like, when I first heard when it leaked, like I wasn't surprised to see that they were with that, what the salaries were, because it seems like these young women leaving college basketball, they have created a audience that's going to follow them to where they're going. So hopefully, you know, they'll get their money up and it'll be better. However, they are making millions still because all of them have endorsements, like million-dollar endorsements. Like Caitlin Clark has an 8-year, $28 million potential to make. I'm sorry, I don't want to misquote Yahoo. $28 million with her 8-year contract with Nike, and then a lot of them have contracts. Like Angel Reese has one with Reebok. They have so many different contracts, so that's where they're making that money. But yep. I still don't think that's fair, even though I understand it. You know, I've looked at all the people. It's based on who's watching it and how the ticket sales are going and things like that. But at the end of the day, I mean, that's still low. Like, they could have went and got a degree and made that their first year, you know?
No, you actually couldn't have not got a degree and been at Walmart and been a, like, you know.
That the females, typically, if they're any good, they stay in college the 4 years or 5 years because now they're making money in college. And they make more money doing that than they would going into the WNBA.
Yeah.
So that's why, typically, they stay the whole 4 years or the 5 years. You don't see them coming out. After a year or two, especially like Caitlin Clark, she was projected her sophomore year as being outstanding, as being a beast. She graduated, but when she was going into the draft, Ice Cube offered her a deal to come play for him at the W3 or whatever his league. Basketball
three.
Program is called. Yeah. So, you know, that leaked and he was like, yeah, you know, she a beast. I would have loved to have her. So, yeah, a lot of them stay in school to make that money because they know they're not going to make it as much going into the WNBA.
The good thing is,
which is sad.
It's very sad. But the good thing is that they're still able to keep their endorsements and that's what's going to pay them. But it really should be a little bit better, you know. Maybe Ice Cube's league will pick up and then they'll get paid more there and they won't have to go overseas and you could just switch to one of his teams, you know what I'm saying? But so I just wanted to share that because we've talked about it a couple of times and the numbers came out and surprisingly people were shocked and I'm like, see, that's how you know they just started getting the clout that they're getting. Because this has been what they've been making, or less, you know.
Yeah, and maybe after this year they'll be able to make more because it was like highly watched. Like this season was much more watched college, yes, you know, women's college basketball than it ever has been in the past.
And it was because of them, you know. It was because of what they were putting into it. So like I said earlier, I'm hoping that they change it to like, cause somebody was like, well, you got to watch more. Me watching basketball ain't going to change it for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that enjoy sports enjoy women's basketball too, and let them get their money up. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, and, I definitely enjoy it.
Yeah. On that same thing, you know.
I didn't watch it. Yeah. Until this year. Now I'm like, oh, okay. You know. So it's worth watching to me.
Sure. And my advice too, if they let you stay and you get more, just go for that doctorate a little longer.
Yep.
Write it out.
Get your degree and then you'll be silent, you know? Yep. And let's not Ty Young, I'm not sure if you guys know, she just became the assistant coach of isn't it the Chicago Sky? I closed my phone. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But I believe that's who she Chicago Sky is the assistant coach. Mm-hmm. I was trying to find her salary for that, but they did not disclose it yet. And it's probably more than what she made. Not off endorsements, just purely off of her tenure and money she made while being an actual WNBA player. They're probably paying her more to be an assistant coach. I hate to say it, but it's probably true. So shout out to her.
Yeah,
you know,
probably doubt it. Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's it. Oh, well, I have one more honorable mention. The NFL draft will be here in Detroit, Michigan this year, this weekend. So they have a lot of great things going downtown in the city. A lot of celebrities are throwing little parties. Comedians are coming. So if you are here visiting and, you know, the Vegas people like to come to the D like we like to come to Vegas. It's just facts. Right. Be sure to have fun down there, but I won't be down there because the traffic will be too thick. But my son is working down there. He's working the draft, so I'm like, ooh, how you gonna get there?
Oh, good for him.
That's cool.
Mom.
Uber.
He's gonna have to Uber or something, get halfway down there and walk. Yeah. He got a plan.
These young kids figure stuff out. He got to figure it out, I'm sure.
So if y'all come to visit the D, have fun. And join some of these festivities. They got a lot of good stuff going on down there. So hopefully the weather will be great. And that's all I have for sports.
Supposed to be. So.
Good we'll stuff. See. Good stuff.
All right, cool. All right. I have social media today. And I just want you guys' opinion on this article that I found on OhioCapitalJournal.com. No, not too far from us. So apparently the Ohio Republicans have proposed a new bill that will require public schools to ban social media and prohibit students from using electronics during class. It is meant to help promote education and emotional well-being, and the sponsor said. So my question becomes, how? Because don't most of these kids use electronic devices in school, like laptops and tablets and things of that nature?
Yep. Not to
now,
during school hours.
Not.
Yeah, I can speak on this. They in here in Nevada, we just signed a little paper. So our kids' phones go into some little sleeve. They made these bags that shuts off the tower. I mean, you know, your signal.
Yeah, I've seen that. In
so they
states,
put them in the sleeves. My wife was like, yeah, what about, you know, emergencies or whatnot? Because their tablets can access, you know, all the applications in the internet, like what they their original devices can that they own. So I guess they want to cut out all that's already in place. Yeah.
You know what? I just started letting my middle son take his phone to school, and it's the same process. They have a sleeve or a basket, and then they give him his phone back at the end of the year. But my question is, what about those teachers that love to put your children on TikTok, doing the TikTok videos with the classes? Is that considered social media? I'm just saying. Like, if we all doing a TikTok video with all the teachers dancing, and then you got about 5 students behind them.
Like, you would have to approve of that as a parent, because how is it allowable for another adult to put your child on social media? What if you don't want your child on social media, and now just because they dance in a video with their teacher, they're on social media being exposed to things you don't want them exposed to? I feel like there should be a waiver or something that has to be signed in order for a child to participate in something like
that. It's a very broad, broadly worded waiver. It does not specifically disclose TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. It just says some things we may be doing, like the one I signed, some things we may be doing may be involved in social media sharing and on our website. That's
right,
say,
right. They got that. You signed it.
You signed that,
you signed
right.
it in the in your thing. Yeah, in the media thing. It's like a media disclosure.
It's very broad.
Yeah, so we already signed off on that. Yeah. Cause so they
so
can,
if they happen
they can
to
hide
show
under
up,
that umbrella.
You did sign this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They can hide it. But that from part. The content she's creating with your student in it. So that's a whole other level.
Or it's being shared on that teacher's personal social
media.
Yeah,
that's what I was about to say. What if it's a personal? Okay.
Correct.
It's a very broadly worded.
It is
like next year when I get it, I'm going to remember this. I'm going to share it with you. It is so broadly worded that you would just think, oh, you may put my child on a billboard. They may be on the front of the school banner, maybe on the website. But, you know, it wasn't until I see my son on TikTok. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Bro.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. See, and that's how they can slide it in because you've signed it. So now they can use it for whatever they deem.
But it's not really meant for that. That's meant for, like, you know, Angel was saying, if the school has a TikTok, if the newspaper or a journalist come by, now your kid is swinging a bat or sitting there drawing the background on a magazine. That's what they were referring to. Like Angel was saying, a personal teacher taking.
I feel like that should be something totally separate. Like, if it's a personal page, then that's something separate. Because now I okay the school to use these images. I did not okay you personally to use these images
to make
of my
money
child.
Off. Yeah. Right. That's like me or being whatever. A teacher. Like, real time. That's like me being a teacher, and I got your kid in my class, and I got my personal account. And I'm sitting there, you know what, Bobby? It's your birthday, right? You're one of your kids. I got a little shirt for you. I give him a shirt from my shop. Now I'm taping him with kids coming.
Right.
And you can buy that shirt. Your kid modeling the shirt for
also
me.
Also for sale on this
even
page.
Know. Don't need all that splashing through.
Oh. Man. it should be very clear. It should be very clear of the intent. Only coil.
If I see
man.
My child on TV, I got questions. I got questions. Like, whoa, this TikTok here. This is not what we're supposed to be.
Hey, so. Calling you up. Like, he's doing real good. Got my lights, bringing light in and everything, you know.
Coming down the street, send them out real quick. Make sure he got the shirt on. I want to get a quick video.
Shirt. I just need to
tell him to give it a thumbs up or something.
Shirt. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well. So that was my question for you guys today.
I feel like they should because they need to do it some kind of way.
I definitely believe that kids are being distracted. Like, I feel like some kids do things in class because other kids are recording and they can post it. So you feel like you can get away with stuff, or it's going to be funny, or this will be entertaining. This going to get us some likes. So you're doing things that you not necessarily should do, or, you know, just for the attention because you have access to your phone and the ability to post, you know, in class.
I agree.
I do too.
I agree with it. Yeah, I agree with it. Totally agree with it. Get those things away. We went to school with them. You know, our pages was distractions, and all we had was was out of numbers.
You got to get to a phone.
Right.
You get everybody you text, everybody that you will be paging is in class with
they're
you.
Here with you.
Right. And like, you know, you ain't getting that answered for like a cool couple of hours. You know that. Hey, but we had patient back then. Our patient was a little longer. Until you get home. What time is it? He ain't home.
Right.
Like, you used to have to keep calling. I remember back in them days, you kept calling, like, dang, he ain't home yet. No answer machine, no nothing.
Yeah, that's when you had to talk to the parents. Hello, Mrs. So-and-so. Right. I used to hate calling boys back then. Because you know your mom was going to ask it. Who you want to talk to? Nobody, ma'am.
Right. Yeah. Why are you calling my son?
Have called me.
My mom was a beast.
I bet she was.
My mom was a beast. She crazy. Freezing, too. Just to embarrass me. Then now, by the time I get on the phone, my whole swag is different. Like, dang. I was going to be here and talk. Now I feel like a kid. Like a straight kid now.
Wow.
That's how it was back in the day. Mm. That's how
yes,
it was.
All right, Coyle, what you got?
All right, so I'm up next. I got current events. You guys know I got current events. So what we got for current I know, huh? So we have the 16 worst paying college majors 5 years after graduation.
Oh, wow.
And this is from CNBC. And it says students who major in liberal arts, performing arts, and theology earn the lowest salaries within 5 years of graduating from college. A recent New York Federal Reserve analyst reveals, right? All three majors made a median annual income of $38,000, the lowest out of the 75 majors in the study.
Wow.
Other low-paying majors include leisure and hospitality, fine arts, psychology, all of which made $40,000 or less per year. This says for context, that's slightly less than a U.S. personal income. They have family and social services.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's disturbing. Like the degrees that we need people to go into are not making any money unless you go further your education. You know,
correct.
You got to go further than a bachelor's degree in order to make money, and then at that point, you don't want to do social work or teach unless that's your love. Like that's something that you felt like you were born to do.
I think they be paying people backwards. I feel like the ones that the educators should be paid a lot because they're educating our youth. So without them, you're not going to be able to have the grades because you need the educators to teach the grades, right? So that's kind of backwards that they don't make a lot. And then you said psychology is on there. That's concerning.
Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah, $40,000. I was definitely surprised by that.
If I need to go talk to a psychologist now, I mean, are you qualified if this is how much you're making? And here I am over here, regular Jane, working at Walmart, making 20 more than you, and I don't feel like listening to you will be that helpful anymore. You know, it's just
right. Go ahead.
I wonder if this survey is just based on a bachelor's degree. Like, if you got a master's degree, you're making more than, you know, because I feel like as a psychologist, I'm gonna need you to go to school further than 4 years. I'm gonna need you because there's some other things I feel like you need to learn in order for me to sit here and pay you, because how are you making only 40 or 50,000 at however much they charge per hour?
I don't think that's fair that they would be. I feel like anybody that get a bachelor's degree in anything should be making a certain amount at the end, because if you making $38,000 a year and you spent $100,000 in student loans, hypothetically speaking, how long is it gonna take you? You're going to be doing DoorDash, Uber Eats. You're going to supplement your income with something just to pay off this degree that's only paying you $38,000 a year. And that doesn't make sense.
Yep.
It doesn't.
And that's why the younger generation are opting out of going to college. Like, they're not finding it necessary because I could just go start my own business and make more money and not need a degree, or go get a certificate and do the same thing and make more without paying or owing $100,000 or $80,000 or whatever it would cost to go to college.
Wow. That means now when after I give my therapy session with my client, I have to try to give an add-on and open my robe up to my satin drawers.
That just means that you got to put cash after this amount of time. Cash only after this amount of time.
You gotta have a tip jar. Right, like, hey, don't leave without putting something in that jar. Right.
You want the real work. That is the real work only. Starts
right.
40 minutes after
now
this session.
I gotta get an ATM. Right. I have an ATM.
Let me see how much you got in your hand for the jar. Then got we can decide if we're gonna do this for real or professional.
The corner store ATM on the side, the little narrow one. Here you go. All right.
Just make sure your office building has an ATM in the basement.
That part.
Man, that's sad, that's though, crazy. But yeah.
Okay, well.
That's sad. Just wanted to break that
it's
in.
Crazy. This world is crazy.
Okay, what you got for Shoot the Ish? I know you got something great.
Shoot the shit.
He going to prison. What? Everybody coming out the woodwork talking about, I've been telling
the
them.
I had to bring it out. Like, why? What is the going dealer. On with the dealer?
You know what? This is what I think. I honestly think that he has been doing what he has been doing for a very long time. He has upset somebody. Yes. I don't personally think he is going to do time, but I think he's going to be put in a position where he going to have a lot of less dollars and a lot of less power. That's what I think. There, whoever he upset, is trying to break him. He should have just.
I mean, they doing a good job too. He messed with the wrong person, like, because it's like every time I look up, though, those are definitely going in the real little some of those reels.
Yeah, those reels. The rumor has it is that he upset Clive Davis. Now, that's the rumor. My gossip.
I heard about that.
That is what is being said, allegedly, right. On the alleged.
Yeah.
And I could believe
he has tapes. I feel like it would have to be more than one. Like, it was a whole list. It was this person and this person. Like, they got together and was like, oh, it's time.
But see,
so he was the dealer the whole time.
But see, I think they was going to lay him down like they did R. Kelly, but they can't because he's smart. He ain't dumb. So if he had videos in every room in that house, do you really think they got access to those videos? It's almost like
he was this close to getting out of the country.
When he died and he instructed them to bury the box at the end of the ocean, you ain't even here no more, bro. I guess he said ain't none of these secrets getting out.
Right.
So
I
think they underestimated how smart he was, but I think it's gonna damage. I mean, they even threw his son in there. So
I'm looking at
everybody jumping on the bandwagon.
Right.
You know that was
looking at everybody.
You know
different.
That was me. I know that was me.
That was me. I know that was me. That was him. Right. That was one that got leaked. That was just a little
he said
that got
leaked. That was
his
lookalike. That was not him. That's my lookalike.
Was,
everybody got
you
a
know
plan.
What gave it away? What him. Gave it away was not just the voice. What gave it away was how fast he came on X. Talk about how straight he is. If he wouldn't have said nothing, nobody would have known nothing. But you, as soon as the video, that ain't me, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it is you, bro. Thanks.
That was him.
What they say, you throw a rock in the crowd, the one that got hit is the one that hollers.
That part. Right. Then you got your ex talking about, he was.
Hey, slang in quotes. My grandma used to say the broken wheel on a wagon always makes a noise.
That's facts.
Yep.
Because as soon as it hit, that whole day he was on X, and I'm looking at Google like Meek Mill has responded. I'm like, why you responded? Did he ever respond? What you respond for? Like,
nobody told you to sit back, be quiet.
Keep trying to find.
We'll see.
Anything else leaked? Any other mother sessions leaked out yet?
He should have hit up the people that was involved that day. Like, hey, boy. Only us.
Because Diddy was like, here's a preview of a little bit of footage I can
have. Right, here you go. All right. That dude is a straight demon.
Nah, it's a test.
Which I think about how charged up Stevie J be, though, when it come to Diddy. Like, he was in one of the cribs when they raided it.
He involved, too.
Man, that dude got issue. He just be trying
his
to get with anything
like,
where the money at.
Right.
Yeah. If there's a check involved, he's there. That's it. You know, if there's some kind of check involved, I'm there. What do you need to know? Would you need me to say anything? I can say anything. Right.
See, that's his little pit bull, because he the one who went after 50. And I'm like, you know, it's a couple of petty people in the industry that you shouldn't just choose to mess with, because they ain't gonna never stop.
Just leave them alone.
50 Cent is one of them, and Chris Brown is the other one. Not to get into that incident, but just to say,
true.
Good luck to you, sir.
Hey, but at the end of the day, that was
who did he
say? If it's brung up, you get what I mean? It wouldn't be brung up. Right.
It came from somewhere.
Right, right.
If not all of it is true, some of it is true.
And you know,
there's something in there. Right, right.
You know what seems to get forgotten all the time is that these people are famous now. Yeah. But they all had lives before. And they, in some interview I heard, said, and this is alleged because I didn't say it, that what went on in his house as a child is not too far-fetched from the stories that's coming out. So everybody has a past, and just because you get money don't take that past away. R. Kelly had a past. He got money. Does that take away from how great of an artist he was? No, I listen to his music all the time.
Nah.
But you got, that's a separation. Who he is as a person, that's jacked up. But I mean, did you expect him not to be when he was out here doing his thing? So did he same way?
Right.
You was out here doing what you've been doing all these years. What's done in the dark comes to light.
Hey, but you know what's crazy though? It's real though. Tell the truth, Angel. You could be in your car bumping Kelly loud, but if somebody hop in the car, you gonna cut that.
I do not. I do not. No. That's facts. Let me tell you something right now. I won't. If, especially if
Angel is a true R. Kelly
fan. I am an R. Kelly fan.
What about the dealer? You going to keep the dealer?
I'll listen to his music. He never did it for me. You know?
I one song. I got nothing for you.
Now I'm starting to even listen. It's around something and you knew. You was just as guilty and you ran with it. Mm-hmm. That means you was with the business.
By association.
Like, even if you didn't do it, you was with the business. If you were aware of it and let it happen, you're with the business.
I feel like a lot of stuff happens in Hollyweird. That's what I feel like.
Absolutely.
And it's not going to be something that I can fathom, because I don't make that much money where I could be bored with regular life happiness that I got to go create something new. But yeah, no. Good luck to that brother, though. You know?
Agreed.
Good luck to
luck to everybody involved.
Most definitely. And the victims, though. Good luck. The victims. Yeah. God bless the victims and their family. And I pray that everyone is get taken serious, and they will believe and won't let that celebrity stuff play a factor in victims that are pleading for help. Yeah,
Even though you waited 30 years, that's neither here nor there.
I would ask, though, like, people need to learn how to separate music from a person. Like, people are people, but you can't take away their accolades. Like, Diddy still did whatever he created, Bad Boy. Like, you can't take that from him. He did. Now, whatever he did with that, okay. Right. But we got some great artists. 112, several.
Right.
I mean, come on. So.
I mean, and if Mace he had good quotes, whatever. And he had, like, whenever he said, take that, whatever he meant personally, that's on him. But we
danced. I'm done.
We danced to it.
He was
danced to it. Nope. But whatever he was really meaning, we don't know. And that's
We don't know. That's on him. I like that. That's on him. We just know it was a good song for him to hop on, because I mean, to me, Diddy always seemed like the dude that just hop on whoever hot track.
I really thought he was cool. He's trending.
He got his foot in the industry. He made it, so he gonna get everything he wants. People gonna do what they want him to do. Right. He gonna make sure he got the bigger ones, the bigger people that's in charge under his thumb. Somebody just slipped from under it.
Or somebody's trying to show him his place. Like, you're not as high as you thought you were.
Right.
But,
All right, y'all ready to bring it to the table?
The table.
Bring it.
All right. I am up with us a little bit of TTV. It was actually called TTV.
Gotcha.
Let's talk about, what you should watch if you have not watched. It's called Unlocked, and it's on Netflix. It's a really good show. It's about this warden that wanted to do something that they don't do in jails. Because apparently, I thought jails had a little bit more freedom, but apparently not. They're locked down. They're locked down 23 hours and out 1 hour. That's the going thing for jails, according to that show. So he had this experiment that he wanted to let the prisoners be free, like roam about in and out the cells all day. Don't lock the doors. Just take the guards out and let the prisoners trust them so they can act like adults. And it started off a little like, ooh, but it ended really well. So I would say check it out if you're looking for something to watch on Unlocked on Netflix. I think it's trending at number 2 right now, but it was really good.
Might have to check it out. I saw that and I was like, this looked like another like a 60 days in type of vibe, but I didn't really look into it. So
I thought so.
Might have to check that out.
Before I press play, when I press play, it started off, I'm like, oh, this ain't gonna go right. It did when I was watching it, and you just stayed like, I binged it. I don't even want to say how late I was up watching it, but it was a good show, and I watched it the first day they put it on Netflix.
Do you know how many episodes
it is? I think it's about 8. You know, I think it's about 8.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So
okay.
It's a good show.
I be hating them 2s. So I'm like, man, you ain't about to get me involved, and I'm mad. I need 8. I need 8 minimum.
I don't want
to
wait on the next minimum. Episode.
8 minimum. Right. That way you can just season. Watch it at your leisure.
10 minimum.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So that's what I got. That's okay. It.
All right. Cool.
Well, thank you for listening, everyone.
Yeah, appreciate everybody. Again, shouts out also to New Era Las Vegas and New Era Detroit
who follow us
on all of our stuff.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yes, appreciate you guys and the love. Yes, the connection is there. Thank you. And social media handles.
Can be find on Twitter because I don't like X and Let's Break It Down 2023 right. On TikTok and Let's Break It Down 19 until they ban it, and at Facebook and Instagram at Let's Break It Down T.
Yes. Right. So, and also,
thank you, Coyle, you guys. As always. Bye.